Twan Elston, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, New Year's resolutions bound to be broken. James Corden said he resolved to join a gym, which he proudly said he did. And next year, he joked, he'll resolve to go to the gym. Don't feel defeated if you have trouble keeping your resolutions. To stick to them, you could try what Stephen Colbert did. He announced his list in public. What was on it? Listen to our favorite jokes about New Year's resolutions from Colbert, Corden, and Jimmy Fallon in today's Punchlines.
So it's officially 2016, which means two things. Okay, a new year is upon us, and I'm finally going to buy a 2015 calendar. Because they're dirt cheap right now. And it's not like the firemen get less sexy a year later.
Now, it's the 4th of January, and of course, this is the time when everyone is making their resolutions. Although, you might be wasting your time, because a new poll conducted by the University of Scranton found that only 8% of people actually keep their New Year's resolutions. 8% seems a bit high, doesn't it? But, like, basically, 7% of people started the new year by lying.
I want to start off by wishing everybody a happy new year, and thank you so much for being here. I appreciate that. I know a lot of you are a little sore today after going to the gym for the first time since last January, so I appreciate it. I know how hard you work.
Now, I should tell you that my New Year's resolution for 2016 was to join a gym, which I did. Thank you very much. Thank you. My New Year's resolution next year is to go to that gym. Now,
And like a lot of you, probably, I have New Year's resolutions, and to make sure I stick to them this year, I'm going to say them publicly right now, and they're going to be sponsored by Subaru. Okay. This year, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, or buy a scale that is off by 10 pounds. This year, I'm going to travel more. It expands your horizons and makes it much harder for the IRS to find you.
Now, celebrities are not immune from resolution fever. Everyone has something they want to change about themselves. Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg announced his resolution saying, and I quote, "My personal challenge for 2016 is to build a simple AI to run my home and help me with my work." Right? That's right. Mark Zuckerberg's resolution is to build an artificial intelligence system that controls his entire home. Meanwhile, I'm determined to give up sweets. We're basically the same person.
This year, I resolve I'm going to spend less time looking at my iPhone because that is time I could be spending with my iPad. This year, I resolve not to eat dinner in front of the television. This year, I'm going to eat dinner only in front of live theater.
But it's an election year, and I'm sure the presidential candidates have made their New Year's resolutions. I imagine Jeb Bush's resolution was probably to spend more time with his supporter. Hillary Clinton's resolution is currently being focus grouped. Ben Carson's resolution is to just take his time. Stop. And smell the roses. Donald Trump doesn't have any resolutions because resolutions are for losers and he's a winner. Bernie Sanders' resolution is to catch that damn squirrel that keeps eating the food out of the bird feeder. And he's not a politician, but Steve Harvey's resolution was to travel more. He said he's always wanted to visit Colombia. I mean, the Philippines. I'm sorry, it should have been the Philippines.
And to watch Punchlines, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's Punchlines.